Hello, everybody. That's Chofei on the base. We're smack in the middle of a question. The question is, when we said we do four raffles every day, does that mean there are only four raffles, actual raffles? Or does that mean that when we came together for each one of those four raffles, there were many raffles happening along with the main one? For example, when we were raffling off the Tamid, do we raffle off the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Zrika, all the different Avodas in the Karban Tamid? Or one Avoda, there's one raffle just for the entire Tamid. And I guess whoever's around the Kayan, he'll say, you come help me. But there's only one raffle for each, for the Tamid. Zakumar Toshmal bin Yorai, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Loi, how you pious Lamachta, there was no pious, there was no raffle for the Machta, for the shovel, for the Ketaris. Ela Kayan, Shazach Bektaris, the Kayan that won the Ketaris, Oimer Lezesh, Imoi. He told the person next to him, Zach Ibi Bemachta, come join me, come have the schuss to join me in bringing this shovel. And we see from here that it wasn't a raffle. The kohen that was next to him just said, I have the k'tayres. You have the shovel. Bring it over. You could join me. And let's do it. So what do we see from here? We see from here, it's not raffled off. And the Gemara, third line, Shani machta v'k'tayres t'chad avoydihi. They are different. The machta and the k'tayres are different. They are done together. T'chad avoydihi, they are one avoyda. The coals without the machta without the coals, are nothing. So that's why, maybe specifically over there, we didn't do two separate raffles. Because they are one, considered one avodah. But maybe in other places, we would make separate raffles. Not a raya. Ikadami, there are those that say, we'll bring a raya if I care. Specifically, we were mentioning over here, Machta and Keteris, they're one Avoida. Avo, but we can make a deal from a Shah Avoidas by Pious. Other Avoidas do need a Pious, and specifically these two don't. The Gemara says, no, Machta, it's three Chle, I can answer you. Really, all the others also don't need a Pious. Why specifically am I mentioning a Machta and the Keteris? That they specifically don't need a separate raffles. Machta, it's three Chle. Since K'tayres is not Shchiach, it's not so often, even though it's done twice a day, it's only twice a day, and not done at various parts throughout the day, like the other Kabbanis. Uma Atra, and you get rich, a school of Ashiras, to do the K'tayres. Nisken Lo Pais B'Vni Atzma, let us maybe, we're thinking, let's be Mesakin, a separate Pais for the Machta, and a separate one for the K'tayres, for the Shovel, and for the K'tayres. Kamash Malon, we're coming to teach you that we do not do such a thing. So we can technically say we never need a pious. Why are you singling out these two things? I'll tell you why. Because you might have thought otherwise, so we're singling them out. So it turns out we don't have a right either way. Okay, the Zakti Maraz wants to say, I'm going to bring you a boom, a straight out right. Toshma, we learned the right. Toshma, we learned, sorry. Titani Rebchia. Rebchia learned, Lo lechol avoyda avoyda mefaisin. Not for every single avoyda are the mefais. Elo koyin shezach v'tamid. The koyin that was zech in the tamid, shneim osar elcha v'koyanim, the 12 of his brothers, the koyanim, nimshach and imoi, get swept up with him, around him, calls him over, you guys come join along with me. And shema amino, we see from here, says the Gemara, that you don't make a separate raffle for each one of the avoydas. And only one for the tamid, and all the Kohanim that were around them just joined along with him. Okay, we're up to the second pious. Pious Hasheni. We said over here in the Mishnah, we said Pious Hasheni. Mishaychit Mizorik, right? Who's gonna shecht? Who's gonna be Zorik? Dashim Zechim Panimi. All these different things over here. Who will do them? Zakti Yumara Ibayil Humi Mekabel. Who does actually Kabbalah? Shaychit Mekabel. Does the Shaychit do Kabbalah? Accepting the blood, the e amrit zarek mekabel. Because if you're going to say the zarek, the one that spritzes the blood on his back, he's the one that's mekabel the blood. Maybe agav chavivuse, because of his love and his rutzen to do the mitzvah, le mekabel lekulei dam. Maybe he's going to be in such a rush to go spritz the blood on the mizbeach, he's not going to have a chance to get all the dam, which you must have. You must get all the drops of the blood. So maybe it's not a good idea for him to do the kabbalah. Eidema, or maybe Zarek Mekabel. Actually, yeah, the Zarek is the one that's Mekabel, the one that spritzes it. The Amrit Sheikh Mekabel, because if you're going to tell me the Sheikh is the one that's Mekabel, Zimna the Shachet Zar. There are times that the one who shechs is a Zar, a non-Kayin. A non-Kayin cannot do Kabbalah. So since there will be times that the Sheikh is a Zar and cannot do the Kabbalah, we say rather let the person that's already doing Zrika, the person that's going Shpitzing on his back, let him start already with the Kabbalah. That's the question. Zakumar Tashma bin Uriah. Ben Katan also Yud Beis Dan Lakir. Ben Katan made a special kir with 12 spouts all around. Why did he do this? Kadesha Yu Yud Beis Echov Akoyanim Asukin Betamid. So that the 12 Kohanim that were busy with the Tamid, they had to wash their hands. Mekachin Yudim Raglan Bevasachas. So that the 12 Kohanim that were busy with the Tamid could all wash their hands and feet at one time. 12 separate spouts. Now, says Gemara, the Isaket Aitach Sheichet Mekabel. And if you're going to say the Sheichet is the one who is Mekabel also, and he's doing such avoda, Tleisa Havi, you really need to have one extra spout for the Kira, because if he's doing Kabbalah, he's got to wash his hands and feet. So 12 is not enough. You need 13. So from the fact that we see 12, we see a proof that Sheichet is not going to be the one that is doing the Kabbalah. Again, the Yisrael Kedai, the Sheikh, and the Kabbal, Tleisa Havi, it will be 13. Elolav Shmamina, Zoyrik, Mekabal, Shmamina. From the fact that we see there's only 12 spouts, we see the person that was Zoyrik, he himself was the Mekabal, and the Sheikh stayed totally away from all the blood. Okay. Amalei Rav Acha, and we'll bring a proof to this. Amalei Rav Acha, Brei Derav, Rav Ashi, Afanad, Nami Tanina, Shachat HaSheikh. We're quoting Gemara and Tamid, Shachat HaSheichit, V'kibol HaMekabel, Ubal Lizrek, and the Mekabel himself is the one that goes and Zarek on the Mizbech. So what do we see over here? We see the Mekabel is the one that does the Zrika. Shema Amino, we see a straight up proof from here that Kabbalah is done by the Zarek, not by the Sheichit. The Mishnah quoted that Ben Azai said in front of Rebbe Kiva, the way the animal was brought on the Mizbeach is the way it walked. Okay? Tanur Rabban, the Gemara is going to bring many different cheetahs about this. Tanur Rabban, the Rabban alert. Keitz Avdar Chiluchai. What is the way of walking? Harayish V'Haregal. The head and the back right foot. And we'll learn over here, according to all the Manda Amrim, the head and the back right foot together always went first. Regardless of any way that they're going to all learn, the head and the right back foot. The right back foot went first, and we'll see why. But continues the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan Keitz Adar Chiluchai, Reish V'Haregel, the head and the back right foot. Hachaz of the chest, V'Hagir around the neck. Ushtei Aydaim and the two forelegs, the two front legs. Ushtei the funis and the two walls, quote unquote, of the animal. Ha'uk, it's the tail of our regal and the left leg. That is according to this man, Damar. Rabbi Yossi says, Derech Hefshetai Akar, the way it was skinned was Karev, which is basically backwards, because when they skinned, they hung the animal upside down. What is the derech of sheitai? Harosh v'aregel, the head and the back right foot. That always comes first. Ha'uk, it's the tail. We're starting from the back. V'aregel and the back left foot. Ushtei, the front is in the two walls. V'shtei, ayidayim, and the two front legs. Hechazi, the chest, agera, and the neck. So this was basically backwards. The derech of sheitai, the derech of skinning. Rabbi Akiva says a third sheita. Derech nituchai hayikarev, the way the animal was cut up. When they cut the animal, that way, that seder, there was a certain seder, how you did it, and he's going to go on to tell you the seder, that was the same way, they were makved on the mizbeach. Again, Rabbi Kiva, I'm a derech mituchai yakari. The way it was cut up, that's the way it was bought. Keitz derech mituchai. What is the derech mituchai? Harosh v'haregel. The head on the right, back right foot, always comes first. Ushtei jadayim. And the two front legs. Hachaza. The chest, the agera and the neck, ushtei defanis and the two walls, the ukets and the tail, the ardega on the back left leg. That was the way it was cut up, so that's the way, according to Rabbi Akiva, it was makriv on the mizbeach. It was makriv. Okay, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, we have over here the fourth and final sheet of Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer, derech iluyai hayakarev. By way of quality, the most quality meats, those were the higher the quality, the more precedence it got, the biggest quality meat, best quality meat went first, and so on and so forth, went down. what's like the choicest meats? What's like the best quality meats? Harish v'aregel, the head and the back right foot, of course, always goes together. We'll see why. Hachaz of the chest, v'agir the neck, I guess some good meaty neck. Ushtei, the funniest of the two walls, v'okets and the tail. V'aregel and the left leg. Ushtei ayidayim and the two front legs. So this is the way of the choicest of the most quality meats. Fracti Gemara, you telling me right now, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that the shtei adafonos, okay, the two quote-unquote walls of the animal, like the big sides over here, go before the legs. Fracti Gemara, you telling me that the adafonos, the sides go before the legs, but it is written, called natach toif, all good cuts of meat, cuts, Yarech, the thigh, the kasef, and the shoulder. The thigh is in the foot, and the shoulder is in the funis. Okay? So according to this, the regal should come before the funis. And we learned, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it's the other way around. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds the funis, which contains the neck, and the yarech, it goes before the yarech, which contains the leg. And it's opposite of this pasuk. According to this pasuk, the leg should come before the shoulder. The leg, the thigh, which is in the leg. And the Gemara, he bekichusha. This type of animal, and the context of that pasuk, was talking about a weak type, a very, very skinny type of animal. Very lean animal that didn't have much fat. And by an animal that doesn't have much fat, says the Gemara, the thigh still has the most. Thigh is very muscular, and will have the most. So this pasuk that says the thigh comes first, which is the regal comes first, is talking about specifically by an animal that was very, very lean, and it just the one that happens to have the most muscle is the thigh. But when you have a regular good animal, the funis, meaning the shoulders which are in the funis, would come first. So it's not a stira. Okay. Zagmar Omer Rava. Bein Tana Didon, between the town of our Mishnah, Bein Rav Yosi, and Ubein Rabbi Yosi, and according to Rabbi Yosi, according to both of them, Basar Iluya de Bisra Azlinan. We definitely go according to the Basar of the choicest meats. Okay, I believe this is Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who we're saying over here. We definitely go according to the choice, the quality of the meats. Now, what's Machlekes between Aramanda and Rabbi Yosi? Mar Azal Basar Ivra de Bisra. One Manda Amar Hol goes after the quantity of the. Of the basar, our Tana holds, goes after the quantity. The bigger the basar, that's what goes first. Masha in Kane, Rabbi Yosi, the Tana is a Gemara. Umar Azil, but the Rabbi Yosi goes basar shmeina de bisra. Rabbi Yosi goes after the fattiness of the meats, like the quality of the meats, not the quantity, the most meat, the fatty good meats. Okay, so that's the machlokes between Aramad Amar and Rabbi Yosi. Zakti Marimar asked a question. Why does the regal, like we said, we hear many times before, why does the regal go along with the head automatically? We said, according to everyone, the head comes along with the back right leg. Why? Why does it always come along with it? My time of Zakti Mara. 6 lines from the bottom. My time of Salka regal. We put up the regal on his back. But how do you ratio with the head? Always, why the regal with the head? And the Gemara Mishum Duration, if you should be at some ways. Since the head has many bones. Carver rego ba'ade, the rego was always put along with the head. Since the head had many different bones, it wasn't going to burn well. We put a fatty piece of meat, we put the foot together with the head, so it should burn well, it should be good. So that's why always the back right foot always went along with the head. According to everyone. Okay. Zakti Umar over here. According to everyone also, the head goes first. Why? Mias, 4 lines in the bottom. Reish kayev karev bereisha. The head always went first. Minolan, how do you know such? How do you know this? Every man gamer saying the head goes first. How do you know? Minolan, how do you know such? The head goes first. The bereisha. Minayim the reish veupader shakoyim melchol evarim. How do you know the head and the fats go before all the evarim? I'm going to talk about the fats in a second. Tamalay me es reishai ves pidrai vaarach. The head and the fat you should set up on top of those back. So the fact that the Rosh is mentioned first, we always see over here that the head is meant that the head goes first. We'll talk about what's this fats over here that go along. We'll talk about it in a second. Frank Umar, the Idach, There is another pasuk somewhere else.
Okay.
That pasuk says, Rashi quotes it, Krach v'neksiv. Another pasuk says, and as esan nesachim, we said the pieces, you should the kind to set up in those dech, esan nesachim, the pieces, as a reish, as a peder, the head and the fat. Okay. Why on earth is this pasuk needed? Okay, there's another pasuk. Now, Rashi explains, the top Rashi, that there's another pasuk again that says the head and the fats are arranged on the mizbeach. It must say the head. Why? Because over there in that pasuk, it's talking about skinning the animal. It says skin the animal, do the head and the the head and the fats, and then be misadar, put it on the mizbeach. Now the head was not skinned. We don't skin the head. It was just chopped off. So we need to say the head over there again, in that pasuk, to teach us that even though the head wasn't skinned, it's talking about skinned animals over there, even though the head wasn't skinned, still, the kohen, there's a mitzvah for the kohen to go be misadar the head on the mizbeach and make it nice. However, so that's a gemara chulin. However, frechli gemara. The idach peder, there's a special pasuk of peder of fats that says the kohen should be misadar the fats on the mizbeach with the head. What is it coming for? Again, the Gemara in Chulin explains what the head is coming for, something with the skinned animals is a Gemara over there. But why does it always say the fat? You can't answer what we said about the head to the fat. The fat, everything gets skinned. You know, every other part of the animal gets skinned. So why does it have to say again, the Kohen arranges the fat? Zakti Mar Chavavim and Aleph, on top of first word. Lamai Asa, what is the peder coming for? The chedetanya, because we learned in a brisa, and this is going to explain why over here the fat always goes along with the head. Ketzad ha'yoisa, how did the kohen go and put it on the mizbeach? Noisen es ha'peder, abeis ha'shchita, he took fats and covered the base ha'shchita, the place where they actually made the shchita. Uma'aleu, and brought it up on the mizbeach. V'zehu derech kovoy d'shel ma'lo. This is covered for Hashem, that the fact that the place of the base ha'shchita, which was covered all in blood, we wanted to cover it, so we put the fats always around the head. So this explains why the fats always went along with the head. So now it explains why the head is first. Explained? We explain why the leg goes along with it because the head didn't burn well. And we also wrap around the head, we wrap around fats, so that it should be look presentable, it shouldn't be all bloody, the neck where the animal was shechted. And that's why the order of where everything, how everything was makriv on the mizbeach.